Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. And how was church yesterday? My, oh my, oh my. What a wonderful, wonderful Lord's Day we had here at Bible Baptist Church. Not only did we have great service on the English side, and God met with us and a wonderful crowd and a great spirit, but the very first service for the Spanish folks in the Spanish church here at Bible Baptist Church, our Spanish ministry, and wow, what a great start they had. I haven't got all the details yet, but when I get them, I'll be passing them on to you. But they had a tremendous crowd for a first day, a great celebration, and we're excited about what the Lord's going to do with the Spanish ministry. We had a delightful service last night on the English side with our missionary Chris Radebaugh, and just a great report from him, and just so honored to have a part in his ministry and what the Lord is doing in him and through him and his family as they continue to minister there to the deaf in Mozambique and South Africa. Now, listen, if your Bible's close by, why don't you get Jude, the book of Jude, little book right before Revelation, the book of Jude. Two verses I want to share with you, verse 22 and 23. Notice the Bible says, "And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh." I want to talk to you a little bit today about this subject. What a difference Jesus makes. Jude is really a strong warning about false teachers and false prophets that crept into the church. Jude describes these false teachers who deny the Lord and give a license to sin. He points out their principles and their practices, and he uses Old Testament illustrations of Israel's sins that led to their apostasy. I mean, he talks about Israel and their unbelief. He talks about angels and their rebellion. He talks about Sodom and Gomorrah and their immorality. He talks about Cain and his self-will. He talks about Balaam and his covetousness. He talks about Korah rejecting God's authority. And then Jude sums up the awfulness of their sin and concludes in verse 19 that these be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. Now, the way to receive the Spirit is to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. The Bible says, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If you don't have the Spirit, it's because you don't have Jesus. And if you have Jesus, you have the Spirit of God. The moment you receive Christ as your Savior, the Spirit of God takes up residence inside of you, and Christ dwells in your heart by faith. So, and listen, having Jesus in your life makes all the difference. You have a relationship that can never be abolished. You have a righteousness that can never be tarnished. You have an acceptance that can never be questioned. You have a standing that can never be shaken. You have a justification that can never be reversed. You have a seal that can never be broken. You have an inheritance that can never be alienated. You have a wealth that can never be depleted. You have a possession that can never be measured. You have a strength that can never be weakened. Oh, what a difference Jesus makes. He has compassion. That's where we get our compassion. When Jude says, "Of some have compassion, making a difference," we get that compassion from Christ dwelling in us. He had compassion on the crowd as they were scattered about as a sheep without having a shepherd. He had compassion on all that were sick and infirmed among the multitudes. He had compassion on the crowd that didn't have anything to eat. He had compassion when he healed two blind men, Matthew 20. He had compassion on the leper with a withered hand. He had compassion on the man with the legion of demons. He had compassion on the widow whose only son had just died. I'm saying, what a difference Jesus makes. What a difference Jesus makes. Of some have compassion, making a difference. Our first choice for making a difference is Jesus Christ, the most compassionate man that ever lived. Oh, there's several verses throughout the New Testament that tell us how Jesus had compassion on his followers as he healed the sick and fed the hungry and opened blind eyes. But Matthew 9:36 says, "When he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd." Jesus would say in John 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But I asked Jesus Christ to forgive my sins and to be my Savior, I became one of his sheep. And if you've done that, my friend, you are his sheep also. And he goes on to say, I'm the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. I'm thankful that as a young boy I heard his voice, and I answered his call. Oh, what a difference Jesus has made in my life. And he continues to make a difference. Not only did he promise me eternal life in heaven, but he gives me strength and comfort and healing and guidance and provision. He supplies my needs. He provides my food and water, just as he fed the multitudes on the hillside. He opened my eyes that were blinded with sin and continues to lead me and guide me into his light. And you know what else? He knows me. He knows me. I don't know any famous or important people as far as society goes, but I know Jesus, and he knows me. He knows my faults. He knows my failures. And guess what? He still loves me. He's made the greatest difference in my life. And my friend, he can do the same for you if you'll just ask him and believe in him. A young boy gave what he had to Jesus. That was what we know as the feeding of the 5,000, but we know that was just men, not counting the women and children. All the boy had was a lunch, which was two fish and five small loaves. And it's recorded in all four Gospels. But John's the only Gospel that tells us where the disciples got the loaves and the fish. This little boy took his lunch with him to hear Jesus. He only took what he needed. It wasn't enough for everybody, or so the disciples thought. But this little boy was willing to give to Jesus all that he had. You may think your talents or your possessions may be very small, certainly not enough to make a difference in the lives of others. But when you give it to Jesus, my friend, he can multiply it. What we give to him, and he returns it to us with enough left over to make a difference. I'm reminded that the Bible says in verse 6 of John 15 there, or verse 6 of John 6, he himself knew what he would do. Jesus knew. He knew he could use that food to feed the multitude. Would you think about your own life as I think about mine? Jesus knows what I have. Jesus knows what you have. And he knows how he can use it. What's he waiting on? He's waiting on you and me to say, here it is, Lord, you can have it. He's waiting on you and me to give it to him. And so we must offer it to him, and God will do far more with it than we ever thought possible. I think about Jairus, that ruler of the synagogue, who only had one daughter. She's now 12 years old, and she's gotten sick. And then she got sicker until, in fact, she was at the point of death. And the fact is, by the time that Jairus reached Jesus, his daughter was dead. In fact, when they got to the house, the funeral music had already started. Jesus made him stop, and he put them out of the house. And he took the daughter by the hand, and he said, maid, arise. And guess what? She arose, my friend. My daughter, Jairus would say, my daughter was alive. My daughter is alive, and Jairus would tell us today, what a difference Jesus makes. That little boy with the lunch would say, what a difference Jesus makes. I think of Peter as he's crossing the Sea of Galilee when the storm came up. Oh, Peter would tell you, we've been through many storms, but none like this one. The waves were coming into the boat. We weren't sure if we would survive this one. We went to where Jesus was in the boat, and he's asleep. We woke him up and said, Master, we perish. I'll never forget. Peter would say, Jesus stood and rebuked the winds and the waves, and there was a great calm. We were all amazed. He could just speak and calm a storm. Oh, we saw him heal the sick and raise the dead and make the lame to walk and made the blind to see. And so we forsook all to follow him. I'm telling you what a difference Jesus makes. Let me share a personal testimony with you. My daddy was a pitcher in the St. Louis Cardinal organization. In spring training of 1953, he had his eye knocked out by a line drive and lost his eye. He tried to come back, but he couldn't make it all the way back to the major league level. But my dad would tell me in later years that he believed God allowed that to happen because he was drifting away from him, missing church because of baseball. It was becoming his God. So my dad returned home to his hometown of Hartville, Ohio, started a family, and got a job at the F.E. Schumacher Company in Hartville, Ohio. As far back as I can remember, we went to church three times a week. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Oh, there were trials, and ended up being a divorce in my family when I was going into seventh grade. But my dad continued in the faith. He stayed the course. He never wavered. I have a brother and two older sisters, and you know, my brother became a drunkard. Dad had three brothers, and they all were drinkers and didn't rear their families in church at all. And several of their children and grandchildren don't even acknowledge the Lord today. I'm a preacher. I'm a pastor of a Baptist church here in Grove City, Ohio. My younger sister is married to a preacher in Oklahoma because Jesus made a difference in my dad's life, who made a difference in our lives. My dad would listen to Jack Hiles on the radio and Lester Roloff on the radio and made sure we went to hear him preach. My dad received the sword of the Lord at our house. I'm here today, no doubt about it, because my dad made a difference in my life. Oh, what a difference Jesus makes. I think of blind Bartimaeus, who sat by the roadside begging. Here Jesus was coming. And so he cried out, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And you know what Jesus did? He came to where Bartimaeus was and he touched his eyes. And Bartimaeus said, "I can see. I can see. He opened my blind eyes." Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. What a difference Jesus makes. Has he made a difference in your life, my friend? Do you know him? He's only a heartfelt prayer away. Call out to him like Bartimaeus did. He's here. He's listening. He's there. You'll discover firsthand what a difference Jesus makes. We just finished our missions conference. John Hamilton talked about being a long-haired, dope-smoking, maggot-infested hippie. When in July 27th, I think, of 1975, he trusted Jesus Christ as his Savior. And now for these 40 years or so, he's been preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. What a difference Jesus makes. He can take a computer programmer and turn him into a missionary. And now for 20 years, Jack Jarvis has been telling people what a difference Jesus makes. What a difference Jesus makes. Our choir sometimes sings an opening chorus, "When Jesus passed by, when Jesus passed by, oh, what a difference when Jesus passed by." Well, I can't explain it, and I cannot tell you why, but oh, what a difference when Jesus passed by. My friend, what a difference Jesus makes. I hope he's made a difference in your life. Hope you'll live for him today. If you've never asked Christ to save you, call upon him today and let us know about it. We'd love to rejoice with you, and we'll try to get you some information that'll help you to live for the Lord. But those of you who have received him as your Savior, why don't you just thank him today for the difference he has made in your life? There's nothing like living for Jesus Christ. Well, have a wonderful Monday, will you? I look forward to being with you on our broadcast tomorrow, and we'll spend a little time, I think, just saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. That's what the psalmist said, and we'll enjoy taking a look at that when we get together for our broadcast tomorrow. Thank you for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I really appreciate it. And so until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. Or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.